Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter, year C, in this part of the world. In other parts of the world, the feast or the solemnity of the Ascension will be celebrated today. Thus, for the seventh Sunday of Easter, first reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 55 to 60. The psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 97. Second reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 22, verses 12 to 14, 16 to 17, and verse 20. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. The theme of our reflection is, "My eyes have seen His glory." The psalmist of today says, "The skies proclaim His justice, all peoples see His glory." Thus, is it possible to see the glory of the Lord here and now? Well, filled with the Holy Spirit, St. Stephen says in the first reading, "I can see heaven thrown open," he said, "and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And St. John testified in today's second reading that he heard the voice of the one who promised to reward those who have washed their robes clean, and that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is possible to see the light of God's glory and to see it in the world to come. But how do we see that light today? First, we must note that the glory of the Lord cannot be compared with the glory of, for example, a musician or a football team who just won an award. For the glory of man is the beauty of his willpower, but it is ephemeral and eventually fades away and can be destructive. However, the light of God's glory is the beauty of God Himself, which emanates from His being and essence. Thus, the book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 20 says, "You cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live." In other words, my brother, my sister, we cannot see the Lord's glory itself here and now, but we can see the glorious and glorified things of God. However, we can see both the Lord's glory and the glorified with the eyes of our minds and hearts. St. Paul notes in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, "May the eyes of your heart be enlightened to know the hope of His calling, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of His power to us who believe." The good news is, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus has enlightened the eyes and minds of human nature, and we have the mandate to pass on and share the glories of His reign, the glories of His name with all peoples. Thus, despite our limitation, we were created for His glory and have been glorified to enjoy God's glory. However, we must constantly keep clean our robes of righteousness by trusting not in earthly things, but in the empowering glory of God. Since we have come to the Lord, heaven has also come to us and lives in us. Thus, my brother, my sister, those who claim not to believe in the power and glory of God have failed to apprehend the glorious splendor of His reign in works of love, peace, and charity in this world. And for us who believe and enjoying God's glory, the Lord is watching us. The Lord is praying for us. The Lord is also preparing us to see His glory in heaven. And so, my brother, my sister, if you are standing with the Lord, then you are not alone. If you are within that space created by the Lord Himself, then do not be afraid. He is with you. He is with your family. And He will take care of those problems and those worries. May the Lord in His infinite mercy comfort us, comfort you, and help you to believe and to remain steadfast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.